Let us pray for before the message. Thank you, Father. For the opportunity, the time to talk about you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your guidance. Cover this area with your blood. Let your word, your message is only about you, Lord. Praise be to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As this week is the first week, actually, is it? First week? First week of Lent, where Christians around the globe observing the Lent week that is leading to Jesus' death and resurrection. The origin of Lent is both complex and profoundly simple. It's a mystery. As Christianity, Lent became both legal and official in the fourth century, full of liturgical practices, then became slightly more uniform. Lent was the time when people who wanted to be baptized on Easter spent 40 days fasting and praying to prepare for their commitment. There are many different perspectives, either individually or as per denomination, that drives Christians to observe Lent weeks. The reason why I want to capture this Lent is we are full, like Easter's become celebrating rabbit bunny or chocolate Easter, egg Easter. So Lent is a season of soul searching, a time for reflection, taking stock, or how to slow down. Make more room for Jesus in our lives. Hallelujah. Lent, others say Lent is an experience or season of self-denial. We come to terms with our selfish desires and mortality. So Lent is to change our lives and our hearts. But Michael Ford, in his book Eternal Seasons, stated that Lent is a spiritual season which calls for greater openness to the Word of God and conversion in every area of our lives. It is time to face the darkness within and expose it to the light. Lent is the season to confront our demons and expel them. So, as the followers of Christ, what is Lent for you and me? Is it important for us to ponder and stop and think about Jesus' life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection? But for me, Lent helped me to develop a gratitude heart. thankful heart that Jesus did to me, died for me. And it is not just grateful heart. It's supposed to be not only feeling, but by response and action. Why Jesus had to die for me, for this entire humanity? The beginning of the good news is Jew or Gentile, moral or immoral, educated or uneducated, religious or irreligious, every human tribe, race, culture, language, wealth and class faces the wrath of God. We are all condemned before God because of our sin. So sin is the fundamental struggle that humanity cannot escape until we die. It corrupts each of us in this entire world, in our economic system, educational system, government, security system. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. John, 1 John 1, I 40 days Lent echoes the 40 days when we read Matthew 4, 1 to 11, that Jesus spent in the desert, fasting and preparing for his public ministry. He was led by the Spirit to the wilderness. What is wilderness? Wilderness is a place of struggle, place of temptation, testing. Wilderness has synonym words of desolation, isolation, loneliness, remoteness, bareness. Jesus experienced the struggle himself. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus went to the wilderness led by Holy Spirit, and he face to face with Satan, with the devil. And in one of the rabbinic concept that the Messiah, that's why Matthew put this detail, because not only Matthew, but it is in Mark and Luke, that Messiah is someone who will face to face with Satan. But he remains sinless. We can see Jesus' struggle through his whole ministry. In his hometown, Nazareth, when the first time when he delivered his first sermon, the people, his own people, tried to throw Jesus over a cliff. The night Jesus was betrayed, Jesus told his three disciples, "I'm very sad. It is as I'm dying." Most of his friends ran away when he was sacrificed, crucified. Peter even denied Jesus for 3 times. Judas Iscariot sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus experienced what humanity experienced, more than we can even think of. Today, many people have lost their jobs. Today, many people have found out they got cancer. Today, many people are struggling with raging floods, no food. Today, many people are huddling in bomb shelters in Ukraine. As Christians, we face any kind of struggle, whether it is a spiritual or a physical struggle, internally or externally. Or as a community struggle, as a world struggle. So whether it's sin, relationship, tragedy, death, loneliness, suffering and hardship are ever with us. God can give real comfort and hope because he's been through. Jesus has been through all. And we can ask, oh God, how can you know my struggle? Sometimes we ask this question, where are you? Does God understand our struggles or our battles? These questions are fair questions, but do not let ourselves to deny God, to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. To answer where is God in our suffering? Whether personal, family, church, community, world, where are you, Lord? Just look at ourselves. We are his image. He is within us in our struggles, our battles, our suffering. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Our second Bible reading, 2 Corinthians 4, 7 to 18, Paul recognizes and reminds us that our mortal bodies, earthen vessels, are made from the dust, that we live in frail, feeble, and perishing bodies. But God will fill and flood our weak physical bodies so that he might live and work through us for our greater eternal life. And Jesus already paid death on the cross. He is worthy to be praised, to glorified as our God, the Creator. In simpler words, I might say, the smartest person is not smart. The purest person is not pure enough. The most spiritual person is not spiritual enough. The most talented person is not talented enough. The most richest person is not rich enough to be compared to God who made us, who created this whole universe. We are just clay pots that one day will be broken, will be perished. So God do understand our struggles, because God created us, and through Jesus Christ, who took the clay pot, became the flesh like us, He knows our struggle, our battle, our disoriented, our confusion in following Him. Imagine when your child, when you're still a child, you know that you have to experience, endure the terrible death for the sake of others. Imagine, picture it. Jesus experienced, even when he's a little boy, he knows he's going to go through this pain, terrible death. In verse 17 to 18, 2 Corinthians 4, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. All these things, temporary, material things are temporary. One day we all gonna die. One day this world's gonna disappear. Paul know that in his affliction, how many times he's been imprisoned, he was stoned, shipwrecked. In sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, in cold and darkness, for him it cannot be compared. He said, our affliction is light. Imagine, he's been in prison how many times, been persecuted, been beaten, been stoned, almost died. He said, our affliction is light compared to what others suffer. Our affliction is light compared to what we deserve. Our affliction is light compared to what Jesus suffered for us. Our affliction is light compared to the blessings we enjoy. Our affliction is light as we experience the sustaining power of God's grace. We each here, we all have battles, we have struggles, even as young kids. You're here not for accident. You're put here with your dad and mom that brought you to Jesus Christ. Don't take it for granted. Jesus died for each of us. And he gave us free gift. He said, come to me. This message is not only for adults, but for each of us. For young kids, Jesus loves you so much. Don't waste this time. Our time is short. We experience so many people, even we just heard that the best cricketer he died in such a young age. Don't run away from God. Come to Him, because He's provided you the peace, the joy, the strength. Above all is eternal life with God, not with hell, with Satan. The application, because Jesus has been through this human life or experienced pain, humiliated, being poor. He didn't even have house. Therefore, we can feel more confident reaching out to Him for help without being overwhelmed by shame or guilt. Ask God, ask His intervention to help us, to deliver us, to change us. Paul recognized that the world only sees the outward, not the unseen, eternal things. This means do not allow our struggles, our suffering, our battles to destroy us and to let affliction make us bitter, make us miserable, self-focused, poor me. Disoriented, confused, where to go, what to do. Ask God for His guidance. He's waiting for you. Third one is being honest to ourselves. This is very hard. Not everybody wants to be honest, even to themselves, let alone to others, and also to God. Is this struggle within me? Anybody else wrong but me? Is this my internal struggle that I need to deal with? If there's external struggle, family struggle, then we need to address. We need to come discuss it. Fourth, Jesus came out from the wilderness temptation with faithful and obedience to His Father. So we also can learn a lesson out from our struggles, so then we can become His tool to reach out to people, to know, to tell them that God loves them. God loves them. Because there is a purpose in our struggles. Struggle should bring us closer to God. Struggle could be a preparation for us, so we can be His ambassador and encourage others. My last one, Hebrews 4:15-16. Jesus is big enough, more than enough, to understand, to sympathize, to know our struggles. Amen. You call us by our names. You know our hairs. You counted even, you know even how many hairs we got on our heads. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus and Holy Spirit. Let us walk on this earth knowing that we have purpose in life. Not just wondering, but we know that you have purpose and meaning in our lives. I stop talking now, but Lord, you have sent your Spirit. Keep talking to us. Keep convict us. Keep calling us, Lord, even when we fall down. Bring us to you, because we are all worthy. Worthy to be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I invite, maybe people want to come and pray. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. We need Jesus. Jesus, the only answer in our life. While we have this reflection song, Jesus is all the world to me. Maybe you can come. Ask someone. Maybe your dad, your mom beside you, or somebody there. Ask them to pray for you. I want Jesus. I want this Jesus.